From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And a very good Tuesday to you. I'm Greg Nift, and this is the KKFT News at Noon. Thanks so much for being here on this Tuesday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, our top local stories this hour. Nearing full containment on the bug and stallion fires coming up. How fire crews are working to prevent flare-ups. A violent strangling of a woman gets a man 5 years behind bars directly ahead. What the Washoe County suspect is convicted of actually doing. And a shallow Lake Mead continues to spill its secrets on the way. What we know about the latest case of human remains found. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local story. And we begin this hour with a 5-year-old boy fighting for life after being hit by a car off 9th Street and Dolomite Circle just after 8:30 last night. Reno police say the boy chased a ball into the street where he was hit. The driver did not stop. He took off. The boy was rushed to the hospital with severe life-threatening injuries. If you saw anything, call the police. Police say they know there's witnesses out there, and they do want to hear from him. Well, it was 5 years behind bars for a man accused of violently strangling a woman in Sparks last year. A Washoe jury finding William Johnson guilty in the case.
Sparks police were called to the 59-year-old victim's home last October, where they found her with extensive injuries consistent with strangulation.
And that's Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA, who says things took a very violent turn during the attack.
The woman told police that Johnson had been drinking that day and became physical when she attempted to leave. She shared that Johnson pushed her to the ground and held her in place with his knees while using both hands around her neck to squeeze. He strangled her 3 times, letting go briefly each time she began to lose consciousness before starting again.
The injury so severe, the victim had blood coming out of her eyes from the strangulation. Well, now to the bug and stallion fires, and they are just about wrapped up.
So trying to assist around these interior pockets and making sure that everything is quiet and extinguished around those areas, and as well around the perimeter around 395 corridor. And then we're starting to work on some repair work.
Southwest Team Incident 1 Commander Ashley D'Antonio says it's pretty much mop-up mode time, but they will be ready again if things get bad.
But overall, pretty quiet. We still have an initial attack group that's ready to respond to any new starts that are in the area within our response zone, and then potentially assisting the local units if they need it.
And D'Antonio says they have now reached a milestone.
The big news, though, is this is our last day on the fire, and we'll be transitioning to a smaller team tomorrow, a Type 3 team. Some of our folks will be staying on board to help with that, and then there'll be some local personnel assisting as well. So there'll still be an organization in place maintaining a presence.
The bug fire sits at almost 94,000 acres, 87% contained, while the stallion fire is still at 40,000 acres and 85% contained. Well, another of Lake Mead's secrets spilled. Apparently, authorities are adding another death investigation to their log for Lake Mead. National Park Service rangers say they responded to a report of human remains at Boulder Beach this weekend. Las Vegas police say they're working a non-criminal dead body case. Area authorities have worked several human remains discoveries there in recent years, many of which have been determined to be accidental drownings. At least one has been identified as a murder victim. That man died from a gunshot wound, and based on clothing and footwear, investigators think he was killed either in the mid-70s or early 1980s. Well, still in southern Nevada. Opening statements are done. Witnesses now being called right now in the Las Vegas trial of a man accused of orchestrating the killing of Tupac Shakur in a drive-by 30 years ago.
First witness up after opening, a Metro police officer who was among those who responded to the shooting. Second witness, one of the women who was in the convertible, which pulled up to Tupac and Suge Knight's car right before the shooting. Court is in a lunch break right now, but it's going at a pretty fast clip, but we're expecting up to 45 witnesses in this trial.
News Nation's Nancy Liu. A major study shows that drinking at least one soda or other sugar-sweetened beverage a day more than doubles the risk of stomach cancer.
It's not just soda. It's any sugar-sweetened beverage, including juice with added sugar and energy drinks. That's according to researchers at Mass General Brigham Cancer Center, who analyzed data from 100,000 study participants. But artificially sweetened drinks like diet soda pose no increased risk of stomach cancer. The CDC says more than 60% of U.S. adults ages 18 to 65 report drinking at least one sugar-sweetened beverage a day, which, according to this new study, more than doubles their risk of stomach cancer. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
The preliminary autopsy of actress Hayden Panettiere found no signs of trauma that contributed to her death.
The 36-year-old TV and film star was found unresponsive Sunday inside a residence in Greenville, South Carolina, with officials on the 911 call heard talking.
Overdose, CPR is in progress.
Everyone is in tears on for cardiac arrest. That's in Milwaukee.
The call was reportedly made by an acquaintance. A full autopsy report typically takes months to complete. Panettiere had been open about her struggles with addiction and severe postpartum depression, with her former partner and father of their daughter, Vladimir Klitschko, taking to Instagram to honor her memory. I'm Natalie Migliori.
This year's MTV Video Music Award nominations are out.
Madonna leads the field with 11 nominations, including for Video of the Year and Artist of the Year. Right behind her is Taylor Swift's 9 nominations and Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter with 7 each. The VMAs will take place September 27th in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Kastner.
And a beloved 90s teen rom-com is coming to Broadway.
Things I Hate About You took Shakespeare's 1594 comedy, The Taming of the Shrew, and placed it in an American high school. Well, now the hit movie is getting a star-studded reworking for the stage with a creative team that includes actress, director, and writer Lena Dunham and pop star Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm Daria Albinger.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
In other news, an expert weighing in on the dangers of leaving your children inside a hot car. While it is hot outside, it's still much hotter inside your car.
Amy Bollinger is an injury prevention coordinator at Penn State Health Milton Hershey Medical Center. She says a child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than healthy adults, so they can become overheated a lot faster.
It doesn't take long for a child to become very ill, have a medical emergency in the back of a hot car.
She says leaving windows cracked in the summer for a sleeping child during quick stops does not cool the car down.
If you have to run in the store just for a minute, 5 minutes, get that kiddo out of the car seat, bring them in with you.
I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:13.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
No collisions to tell you about. Things on the road are pretty smooth otherwise. We do have a pair of broken down vehicles, one of them on Highway 395 at Cemetery Lane. That's in Gardnerville. It is slowing things down. Another one is eastbound Highway 50 right underneath of Interstate 580, right there between the gas stations. Give yourself a little extra time. And let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Reno or Carson City? Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 84 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 85 in Yerington, 73 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
We're on our way to another warm afternoon, 3, 4, 5 degrees above the seasonal average, which would be 92 degrees. By the end of the weekend, it will be around 90, and that's going to be more typical weather, so a little warm until then. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After 4 decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Hi, I'm Mike with Florence Fence.
And I'm Ben with Florence Fence.
Together, we are a family-run fence company in Northern Nevada. If you are needing a new fence
or need your fence repaired, call Florence Fence today.
775-267-9918.
We offer automated gates.
We offer dog kennels.
Vinyl.
Wood.
Iron.
And wire fence.
We offer it all.
Call today for a free estimate.
775-267-9918.
Or visit us on the web, FlorenceFenceInc.com.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Ready to break free from boring family routines? Don't settle for another ordinary vacation. At Spellbinding Travels, family vacations are their absolute passion. No generic packages here. Every single journey is custom built and tailored for each client. From toddler-friendly resorts to teen-approved adventures, they go further to uncover extraordinary experiences, keeping everyone excited and bringing families together. Stop waiting and start packing. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com right now and ignite your next epic family adventure.
Ben's Firearm Supply is your new go-to source for guns and gear in Carson Valley. Ben's offers a wide variety of your favorite brands, including Vortex, Safariland, EOTech, Magpul, Franklin Armory, and more. Come on by to shop new firearms and our collection of used pistols, shotguns, and rifles priced just right. Make sure to mention you heard this on KKFT for a free hat with purchase. Ben's Firearm Supply is located at 2246 Park Place, Suite C, just off Airport Road in Minden. For hours of operation, visit bensfirearmsupply.com.
Back to your new news on Nevada's Make FM News Talk, KKFT.
Big Sierra snow coming from a super El Nino. I'm John Potter for the new news. Forecasts are calling for a big bounty next ski season. The National Weather Service just predicted the strongest El Nino on record for this coming winter, topping the record-breaking 1982 and 83 event. That means an active winter, i.e. ample precipitation coming from a super El Nino, which comes from a notable increase of Pacific Ocean temperatures. They expect up to 3.5 degrees above normal, setting the stage for a well above average snowfall season across California and the Sierra Nevada. The heaviest snow cycles are expected to ramp up just after the new year. Just today, three area ski resorts just announced their opening days. Heavenly and North Star open November 20th, Kirkwood December 4th. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And the three big things you need to know if you're just checking in this Tuesday. Number one, a five-year-old boy fights for life after being hit by a car after chasing a ball into the street, the driver fleeing. This happened at West 9th and Dolomite in Reno. The driver again taking off. Police think a number of people saw something. And if you're one of them, they would like to give you a call. Or sorry, they would like you to give them a call. Number two, a violent strangling could get a Sparks man 5 years behind bars. This happened back in October of last year. William Johnson found guilty by a Washoe County jury. And the bug fire sits at almost 94,000 acres, 87% contained, while the Stallion fire is still at 40,000 acres, 85% contained. It is our top national story. President Trump defending conditions aboard the USS Lincoln aircraft carrier, which has now set a record long deployment in the Middle East, as reports say the ship is experiencing deteriorating conditions and low morale.
Reports say there's been at least one attempted suicide aboard the USS Lincoln, but now President Trump is pushing back on concerns over the strain faced by crew members.
The USS Abraham Lincoln has now been at sea for more than 260 days without a port call or break. Reports say morale is low, with conditions on the ship described as, quote, rough.
Is there enough food on the USS Lincoln?
Yeah, it is.
Families and sailors have raised concerns about mental health, supplies, and the strain of the extended deployment. Reports say at least one crew member attempted to jump overboard.
And we've heard very reliable stories about malfunctioning laboratories, no hot water, poor meals, etc., and also stories about several sailors who attempted to take their lives.
But President Donald Trump is dismissing reports that conditions aboard the ship are in bad shape and isn't concerned about the length of deployment.
No. Not nearly long enough.
Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee are demanding accountability from the White House.
And rather than facing this directly, honestly, they're trying to make up stories that, oh, there's nothing wrong here.
It's still unclear if the Lincoln will head back to the U.S. immediately when it's relieved by the USS George Washington, which is currently en route.
But, you know, that's another ship that's been at sea for a fairly long period of time. And I just think they're trying to get this story off the front pages.
The USS George Washington is expected to arrive in the Middle East in the next few days. Reporting in Washington, I'm Trevor Shirley for News Nation.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
There's a jump in the vaccine exemption rate for U.S. kindergartners.
That's according to new data from the CDC. It says the rate during the 2025-26 school year was 4.2%. That's up from 3.6% the year before. The data also shows the majority of exemptions were for non-medical reasons. Meanwhile, the percentage of kindergartners who received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine came out to 92.4%. And that's below the 95% rate seen before the pandemic. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A skin expert is weighing in on how to protect yourself properly from the sun. Dr. Megan Skiba with the University of Arizona and Arizona Cancer Center's Skin Cancer Institute recommends sunscreens that have broad spectrum and at least an SPF 30 rating.
So while a sunburn is temporary, your skin will heal. The damage is there long term in the DNA, and the repeated exposure of sunburns and that change to DNA is what can cause the precancerous skin cancer lesions as well as ultimately skin cancers.
Health update. I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 1223.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
We are still accident-free on the freeways right now. No problems in that regard. Have two broken down vehicles to consider, one of them in Carson City on Highway 50, the eastbound side, directly underneath Interstate 580, right in between those two gas stations. Also, in Gardnerville, at Highway 395 and Cemetery Lane, there's another broken down vehicle. They're waiting on a tow truck right now. And we're doing fine. Otherwise, let me tell you that it is 84 degrees in Reno, 86 in Dayton, 73 in Incline Village, 84 in Smith Valley. Here's a look at your weather.
Sunshine mixed with a few clouds, partly cloudy skies at night, daytime highs well into the 90s, 96, 97 degrees through the midweek. Overnight lows, low 60s, upper 50s outlying areas. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
America was built on freedom, the freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop, not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body. conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Last year, Minogue and Carson were the top teams in the North in volleyball. We'll see how this year goes. Full schedule today. Douglas at Hug, Carson's at Reed, North Valley's at Minogue, Spanish Springs at Galena, DeMonte at McQueen. Spanish Springs High School, 25 years old, and that's long enough to have a Hall of Fame class. Olympian gymnast Jake Dalton going to lead 21 former athletes and coaches into the inaugural Hall of Fame class at Spanish Springs. Ace is on the road at Salt Lake City this week. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your Noon News, KKFT.
And if you are just checking in, one of our top local stories, attacked from behind. Now Reno police are searching for a suspect. Now this attack happened on West and First Streets in downtown Reno on the night of May 28th. Police say the suspect battered another person by hitting them multiple times from behind without warning, causing the victim to fall to the ground. The suspect then allegedly kicked the victim in the head before running off. If you know anything, call RPD. They think there's multiple witnesses. Well, there was a massive brawl at the Wisconsin State Fair over the weekend. It's causing national attention.
A massive group there of teenagers and young adults just brawling it out. People being punched, kicked, slammed to the concrete. Police scanner audio shows officers were dealing. There was other disturbances unfolding all around the fairgrounds at the same time. And seven people were arrested. One police officer struck during the mayhem. Officials say no one suffered serious injuries. The state fair says it did have enhanced security and additional law enforcement on hand, but they wouldn't tell us exactly how many officers were there and how long it took for them to respond to that violence.
And that again happening in Wisconsin, and that was Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Well, time right now for today's Tech Trends. Today's Tech Trends. Today's Tech Roundup. Here is Matt Manson.
California is forming a teen tech council to get student input on technology and AI. The council includes 20 teens from over 10 districts. Just recently, students discussed AI in schools, safety, and tech's impact. Only New York has a similar council. This comes as California considers banning social media for kids under 16 and restricting AI chatbots. It also comes as tech companies like Meta and Google are being sued by multiple school districts, including those in California, for allegedly harming teens. An unprecedented number of Apple users are receiving an alert about a spyware attack. TechCrunch says the nonprofit that monitors hacks says they're getting 30 to 40% more requests for help than they normally receive. Some members of Ukraine's armed services are receiving the alerts, and experts say people should use lockdown mode to block the attack. An AI workflow automation company, Relay, is shutting down, and many of its workers are going to Google Chrome. Founder and CEO Jacob Bank is now rejoining Google as VP of Product for Chrome. Tech Report. I'm at Mattinson.
Well, he founded something known all over the world. The man behind ESPN has died.
Bill Rasmussen, whose traffic jam brainstorm with his son helped launch the start of 24-hour-a-day sports coverage, passed away Tuesday at the age of 93 of complications from Parkinson's disease. The broadcaster turned entrepreneur is being remembered for his optimism and love of innovation through technology and creative programming. I'm at Mattinson.
Bill Rasmussen, he was a pioneer, he was. Well, if Paramount plans to stay in California, they want some money for it. Paramount Skydance is demanding $1.9 billion in fees, citing delays in its pending merger with Warner Brothers Discovery. The company wants so-called ticking fees owed to Warner shareholders, paid by California, 11 other states, and the Writers Guild of America. All that in a bag of chips. In June, the Justice Department gave Paramount Skydance approval to buy Warner Brothers Discovery for $111 billion. The deal, they thought it would all close in September, but the antitrust lawsuit filed by 12 states, including Nevada, is holding it up. A trial that was scheduled for March of next year is threatening months of delays and mounting daily costs for the combined company.
Paramount Skydance says prolonged litigation could force massive breakup payments, stall investment and hiring across Hollywood, and deepen disputes between unions and Democratic prosecutors. Well, it is 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. Again, 12:30 on the nose.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. At least seven people have died in Indiana after damaging winds and massive flooding swept through the state. Governor Mike Braun tells Fox Weather this damage is historic.
Generally, we're tornado prone. It's going to impact a few counties concentrated in the damage. This was more like a hurricane hitting with hurricane type flooding and rainfall.
Tens of thousands of people in Indiana still reportedly without power. Tech company OpenAI out with a new version of its flagship chatbot trying to get teenage users involved. The head of youth and families at OpenAI, Lauren Jones, describing ChatGPT for teens as a dedicated learning experience.
9 of 10 teens are using ChatGPT for learning. Mm-hmm. Our goal is for this to be an incredible learning tool for teenagers, and that's what you see with this launch.
Her comments there on the Fox News channel. There are tech companies like OpenAI and Meta facing lawsuits. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 12:31 here on FM News Talk. Really glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday as we roll right along through this week. Again, my name is Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It's our top local story if you're just checking in. A 5-year-old boy fighting for life after being hit by a car off 9th Street in Dolomite Circle just after 8:30 last night. The boy chasing a ball into the street when an oncoming vehicle slammed right into him. The driver took off, did not help. The boy was rushed to the hospital with severe life-threatening injuries. If you saw anything, and police think there's plenty of witnesses, call RPD. What is 5 years, could be 5 years behind bars for a man accused of violently strangling a woman in Sparks last year. A Washoe jury finding William Johnson guilty in the case. It was a particularly violent attack from last October in Sparks.
The woman told police that Johnson had been drinking that day and became physical when she attempted to leave. She shared that Johnson pushed her to the ground and held her in place with his knees while using both hands around her neck to squeeze. He strangled her 3 times, letting go briefly each time she began to lose consciousness before starting again.
The injuries so severe, the victim had blood coming out of her eyes from the strangulation. To the Bug and Stallion fires, it has just about wrapped up. That's some good news.
So trying to assist around these interior pockets and making sure that everything is quiet and extinguished around those areas, and as well around the perimeter around 395 corridor. And then we're starting to work on some repair work.
Southwest Team Incident 1 Commander Ashley D'Antonio says it's pretty much mop-up mode time. They will be ready should anything flare up, but there is something of a milestone here.
The big news, though, is this is our last day on the fire, and we'll be transitioning to a smaller team tomorrow, a Type 3 team. Some of our folks will be staying on board to help with that. And then there'll be some local personnel assisting as well. So there'll still be an organization in place, maintaining a presence.
One more time, the Bug Fire, 94,000 acres, 87% contained. The Stallion Fire, still roughly at 40,000 acres, a little more, 85% contained. That will be the last update we get from Forest Service officials. FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all 4 arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had 4 arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all 4 of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road,
Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Another warm afternoon, a few degrees above the seasonal averages, topping out around 96 in Sparks, and tomorrow will be about that range for Reno. Cool Breeze Heat and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
A Reno High School makes the grade for the second year in a row. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Davidson Academy on the UNR campus ranks again as a top high school, number 4 in the country in the latest U.S. News & World Report. They were 4th last year, too. Davidson Academy is a free public school for gifted students and group students by ability instead of age. Davidson has a 95% graduation rate and ranks 100% for college readiness. The next highest ranking public school in Nevada, according to the report, is the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology, number 5 in the state. Galena High School is number 7. Top private schools in Nevada, U.S. News & World Report puts Truckee Meadows School on Edison Way at number 5 in Nevada. The rankings are based on college readiness, test scores, and graduation rates. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling on renewed Middle East tensions. Oil prices and bond yields remain elevated. Chip stocks are under heavy selling pressure, with memory and storage stocks getting slammed. Anxieties over rising borrowing costs and inflation is eroding investors' confidence in tech and AI-related names. And shares of Home Depot are up 0.5% at second quarter earnings and sales, beating analysts' expectations due to strong demand for smaller projects. Home Depot is dealing with a sluggish housing market as high interest rates and home prices have reduced the number of Americans who are moving. And shares of Klarna are down over 20%. The buy now, pay later service provider reported strong quarterly results, but cut its 2026 revenue guidance below Wall Street targets. The company also announcing the planned departures of its chief financial officer and chief marketing officer early next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
Right here on the News at Noon. Greg Neft with you. Really glad to have you with us here at 12:38 on this Tuesday afternoon. Time right now for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio, as he always does around this time, to talk all things money. Brian, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm very well, thank you. So a few things money, which I'm very concerned about, not so great, are pending home sales. They fell 2.3%. In July, the National Association of Realtors says the number of homes under contract for sale dropped to its lowest level in January 2026. That's normally been a bright spot, but not today. What happened there, do you know?
You know, I just think it's a lot of concern over interest rates and where things may be going when the Fed comes back out to talk about that. Hmm. You know, we're seeing some upward pressure still with rising oil prices, which seem to affect everything that people are buying these days.
Well, that's pretty much a shame. Wealth mobility. There's a study out I want to put in front of you. A new study says one of the biggest predictors of future wealth may be something people can't control: their parents' financial status. Researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh tracked more than 3 million families and found children of homeowners are far more likely to become homeowners themselves. That's a great thing, but it doesn't seem to predict upward mobility, especially if you come from a poor family.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think it really says a lot about how parents have an impact on their children's decisions and lifestyles. Hmm. You know, they kind of follow in what they know best.
So if you're parents and you buy a house, it's good for your kids, is what you're saying.
It should be, yes.
Very, very good to know. I'm glad to hear that. So there was an out. I want to put something in front of you. This is a story about the value of NFL franchises, and I want to get your take on this.
Oh, my gosh.
Sportico reports the average team is worth $9.34 billion, an increase of more than 31% over last year. It's the largest one-year increase in at least a decade. The Dallas Cowboys lead the way at $15.5 billion, followed by the Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants, New England Patriots, and New York Jets. The Cincinnati Bengals check in with the lowest value at $7.4 billion, but that's still more than all but six teams in the world outside of the NFL. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The Dallas Cowboys have not done anything in years. Why are they so valuable, man? What makes them so valuable? Jerry World, the stadium? I mean, what?
It's hard to say. You know, they're America's team. And I know a lot of people who are continued Cowboy fans.
For the love of God, why? I don't know why.
We all get to choose, Greg.
Clearly we do. You know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, the NFL is the most valuable franchise in the, valuable football sports league in the world, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I go to some of those games every once in a while, not often. But I look around the stadium, which are full of people. You wonder where they come up with all the money.
And I wonder that too myself. Trust me, going to pro sports, not minor league sports, but pro sports. Yeah, $71 for two hot dogs. No, thank you. This is interesting. So again, I want to talk a little bit about this cash home buying. Mississippi leads the nation in all cash home purchases. A Realtor.com report released Tuesday shows that cash accounted for 47% of home sales across the state this year. This is in Mississippi, compared to 31% nationwide. Why does Mississippians have so much cash? I didn't know that they had that much currency lying around.
You know, that's a really good question. They just have a different sort of economic makeup down there, and maybe a lot of people work for cash, and so they're putting that cash right in their stash and pulling it out to buy homes.
Well, indeed, that it could be one case. You know, it's election day in a lot of states, and gas prices are holding steady following the expiration of that deal between the U.S. and Iran. $4.06 a gallon nationwide. We're well above that here in Nevada. Are you seeing any signs from your clients that, you know, maybe we're not going to take that road trip? Maybe we're not going to head down to California over Labor Day, something like that?
You know, I haven't heard that or seen that yet. Okay. You know, I feel like there's probably some people out there that are making those decisions right now, but the people I'm talking to just aren't talking that way.
All right. Well, Brian Wheeler with Keystone CPAs. They want to help you out with your money. Stretch every single red cent out of that dollar. They really can help you. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs, free one-hour consultation. Today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler, thank you so much. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. 1243 on the news at noon.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have a new collision working. It is on the Mill Street off-ramp to southbound 580. It's not on the freeway itself, but it's on the on-ramp. Consider going down to Plum Lane and using that as an alternate route to get around it. And they're still waiting on a tow truck on Highway 395 at Cemetery Lane in Gardnerville. There's a broken down vehicle there. It is 85 degrees in Sparks. It's 84 in Minden and in Wellington. 73 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here is a look at your weather forecast.
We're on our way to another warm afternoon. 3, 4, 5 degrees above the seasonal average, which would be 92 degrees. By the end of the weekend, it will be around 90, and that's going to be more typical weather, so a little warm until then. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? 5? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Stay warm for less this winter with VM West. We've got a massive supply of seasoned Jeffrey pine ready to burn. From logs and rounds to split cords, we're offering the lowest prices in the Carson Valley area, guaranteed. Swing by for a quick pickup or take it easy with our reliable delivery service straight to your driveway. Don't get caught in the cold. Get the best wood at the best price today. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood. We bring the heat.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Well, there's no question about it. This one was a grift. A polling firm that released erroneous polls, apparently on purpose, is shutting down.
Median Strategies released polls showing Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Francisca Hong ahead with wide margins in their respective races. A message on the company's website says previously published polling releases have been withdrawn and should not be cited. It also says Median Strategies was intended to be a short-term social experiment examining how reported polling information could enter and spread through the political information ecosystem without independent verification. I'm Chris Caraggio.
And right now it's time for today's Fox on Justice. Today's Fox on Justice poll showing a little bit more insight into some of the crimes that are committed in the name in weird situations. Give a listen to this.
A massive group there of teenagers and young adults just brawling it out.
That would be the right story, so we're going to move on from that at 12:49 right here on FM News Talk. Well, the Justice Department is deploying 1,000 poll monitors for midterm elections.
The DOJ has already deployed more than 74 monitors across 5 states and more than 200 polling locations this primary season. They'll observe whether states are upholding voting laws. The Justice Department launched a similar effort under former President Biden, deploying poll monitors to Arizona and Michigan. President Trump will now add Florida, Wyoming, and Minnesota, as he's claimed there's mass fraud in those states. I'm at Mattinson.
And it's time right now to head back to the Fox Daily Snapshot again.
It's August 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Never Give Up Day, which can be easier said than done. Stay motivated, be positive, and don't quit. Also on this day in 2020, Joe Biden, formally nominated as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate.
Well, thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all.
It means the world to me and my family.
This taking place during the first ever virtual convention due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Larry Bird, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, retires on this day in 1992 at the age of 35 after winning gold 10 days earlier as part of the Dream Team in the Barcelona Olympics. Born on this day in 1952, actor Patrick Swayze of Roadhouse, Ghost, and Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. But I always do the last dance of the season. This year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing.
I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Love is in the air at the Oregon Zoo in Portland, but apparently nobody told the red pandas.
Endangered red pandas Lou and Inoki have been sharing a habitat since late June, but their first date was a snooze. Inoki slept through most of the meeting, which may not be a red flag since red pandas spend about two-thirds of their day napping. Now the pair's been spotted relaxing together in the same tree. Keepers hope sparks eventually fly. With fewer than 10,000 red pandas believed to remain in the wild, every potential cub does count. For now, Lou and Inoki appear to be following the red panda dating strategy. Take it slow, share a tree, and sleep on it. I'm Monica Nelson.
Time right now for today's Fox on Justice.
This is Fox on Justice. A Texas woman has pleaded guilty in a shocking child smuggling case tagged to a scheme that operated between 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors say children as young as 5 years old were smuggled across the border and given marijuana-laced gummies to make them sleepy and less likely to answer questions. At least one child was hospitalized after eating one of the gummies. Investigators say CBP officers at a port of entry recognized something was off, helping uncover the smuggling ring. Now, 33-year-old U.S. citizen Diane Gaudian has pleaded guilty to four counts of aiding and abetting bringing of aliens without authorization for profit. She faces 5 to 15 years in prison. Prosecutors say it was a family-run criminal operation led by Gaudian's parents who live in Mexico. They were indicted, arrested in Mexico, and are awaiting extradition to the U.S. Court docs say Gaudian and her boyfriend posed as the children's parents using fraudulent to smuggle the children into the country. Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:52.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Reno Ace is on the road this week at Salt Lake City. Truckee North Valley's in soccer, 6:45 kickoff tonight. In volleyball, a full slate of action. Douglas and Hug, Carson and Reed. Minogue, last year's 5A champ, taking on North Valley. Spanish Springs at Galena. And DeMonte at McQueen. 21 athletes, coaches, going to be the inaugural class of Spanish Springs High School's Hall of Fame. Spanish Springs opened in 2001. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
This is Gabby from Master Service Plumbing. Family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, Mark runs the crews, and I keep the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
Visit Sargent's Appliance to get high-grade performance straight from the commercial Maytag washer assembly line. The Maytag commercial-grade residential washer features a robust build that brings rugged durability to your home laundry room. Shop now at Sargent's Appliance and bring home the power of Maytag. We're located at 1190 Rock Boulevard in Sparks, or visit our website at sargentsoutlet.com.
Another warm afternoon, a few degrees above the seasonal averages, topping out around 96 in Sparks, and tomorrow will be about that range for Reno. Cool Breeze Heat and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
12:57 right here on the News at Noon on this Tuesday. So glad that you're with us here. My name is Greg Neft. I'm in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, from the Bizarre File, a suspect in a Chucky the Doll-style mask is wanted for assault in Philadelphia after chasing a jogger. Police are asking for everyone's help to find the man who chased the woman last week. They told a TV station in Philadelphia the offender held a phone in front of her and repeatedly asked, quote, "Are you ready to die?" He was last seen ducking into a commuter rail station in Philadelphia. Again, bizarre story. Spider-Man Brand New Day is set to become the fastest film to surpass the $800 million mark at the domestic box office. The movie will hit the mark in just 19 days, beating the record of 23 days set by Star Wars: The Force Awakens back in 2015. Remember that? Force Awakens is the only film to ever bring in more than $900 million domestically, and no movie has ever reached $1 billion at the North American box office. Brand New Day is likely to take first place once again in its fourth weekend in theaters with $35 million. Well, some sad news. Well, ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard is dead at the age of 77. A spokesman for the band confirmed the news. Beard died at his home in Texas while in hospice care. An exact cause was not given. The band has canceled a show Tuesday in Salt Lake City and one in Colorado Springs Wednesday. Due to the news, Beard has been dealing with health issues for years and stepped away from the band temporarily last year. Well, that is going to wrap things up here for the KKFT News and Noon. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, we are so glad to have you aboard, and we will be back with you tomorrow before you know it, talking about all things Northern Nevada and beyond and sharing the latest news with you, breaking news at once right here on the KKFT News at Noon. We hold absolutely nothing back. For Jerry Evans, who's off today, and for Craig and for Phil and for all of us here at KKFT, my name is Greg Neff. Make it a great Tuesday afternoon. Get out and enjoy if you can.
Feels so nice when the people sing along. They're singing along with the banjo.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.